A Palestinian prisoner in Israeli custody has agreed to end his 66-day-long hunger strike, and not a moment too soon, according to doctors who examined Qadir Adnan. The 33-year-old prisoner was said to be near death. He stopped eating to protest the controversial Israeli policy of jailing suspected Palestinian militants without charge. Adnan is a member of Islamic Jihad. Israel considers Islamic Jihad a terrorist group. He's been held without charge since his arrest in December. The Israeli government says Adnan will be released in April. The World's Matthew Bell reports from Jerusalem.
Qadir Adnan is a baker by profession and a father of two young girls. He's also a member of the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. The group has killed dozens of Israelis in suicide bombings and other attacks. Adnan was arrested by Israeli soldiers at his home in the West Bank in the middle of the night late last year. His family says he was mistreated. He was given a 4-month jail sentence without being charged. That's why he went on hunger strike. As Adnan got closer to the point of death, his case gained more attention. Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza demonstrated in support of Adnan and against Israel's policy of administrative detention. Under the practice, Palestinians are held in Israeli jails without charges on secret evidence. Because of his deteriorating health, Adnan was to face an emergency hearing by Israel's Supreme Court today, but the proceeding was canceled when a deal was reached to release him from prison. People in Adnan's home village welcomed the news with a celebration in the street. The prisoner's father, Musa Adnan, said he was proud of his son. This was a heroic achievement, he said. It's a victory and it's the will of God. Adnan's hunger strike is said to be the longest by any Palestinian prisoner. There are some 4,000 Palestinians in Israeli jails and more than 300 currently held in administrative detention. Israel says the constant threat of terrorism makes it necessary to arrest and hold suspects like Adnan indefinitely without charging them. Officials point out that the U.S. and other countries do the same. Paul Hirschen is deputy spokesman for the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
He knows very well, in fact, he probably knows better than we do, why he's being held. The reason why the administrative detention exists across many countries, particularly in the liberal democracies in the world, is because of real security threats which emanate from the presentation in public of the evidence held against him. And so the evidence is presented in private under the judge.
The Israeli military would say that Qadir Adnan was being held because he was suspected of, quote, acts that threaten regional stability. Right before today's court hearing was scheduled to begin, the Justice Ministry said it made a deal. Adnan's lawyer said he agreed to end his hunger strike. So as long as no new evidence came to light, Adnan would be released at the end of his term in April. It's not clear how the case will impact other Palestinian prisoners who have special status in Palestinian society. Israel's foreign minister, Avigdor Lieberman, denounced the deal today, saying it was the wrong decision to release a jihad activist. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.